Today's text from Matthew, I think we probably are familiar with. You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to the whole house. The image of salt brings out some ideas, some important things we might contemplate. It seasons that which it touches. In like manner, the members of Christ's body, the Christian people, are meant to season, if you will, the whole society that we live in, all of humanity, so that all can benefit from it. Christianity is meant to have this impact on humanity as a whole. It's meant to bring this wholesomeness wherever it is present. Another aspect of salt is that it is used to preserve from corruption. Before there were freezers or refrigeration, preservatives had to be used, and salt was one of those main preservatives that we had access to. So in the same way, Christianity is meant to be a preserving thing. It preserves the presence of Christ in the world. Not only by being that presence are we doing that, but also by preserving and holding fast to the teachings which God has shared with his people, with all humanity, really. We hear that you are the light that will shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Heavenly Father. So the church is not meant to be hidden, something that nobody sees, but something that people observe, that they are aware of, that they explicitly are visibly seeing the church around them. And in fact, it should be something that people can clearly see and point out and say, there's the church. Those are the Christians. By the way we live our lives in relationship with Christ, we're meant to become this lamp that people have access to see, that they're seeing and say, oh, there they are. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We illuminate the darkness of the world, we might say. Through the church, Christ becomes present. He becomes this beacon by which people can see God's presence in the world. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't prefer that, right? I prefer to be the anonymous Christian. Now, since I've been a priest, it's a little harder now because of what I have to wear. It's a little harder to hide, but sometimes I don't prefer to be out in the open. I would prefer just to be kind of quiet and to be hidden at times, especially when there's difficult things to be said or moments of tension. It's sometimes easier to just kind of fade into the background. And, you know, that's a challenge that we have to face, all of us. Perhaps you as lady also at times have that same struggle. We'd rather be blending in. But ultimately, Christ calls us to be a sign, to be a sacramental reality that brings his presence into the world. It should be evident to people around us that we are disciples of Christ, even if we aren't doing it perfectly. I think sometimes we struggle with that. You know, I'm not a very good Christian, Lord, so I don't know if I'm a good witness or not. I don't know if I should be on display here. I think people are more attracted to authenticity, and so it's okay that the world sees how hard it is for us at times, that we too struggle with trying to be good disciples. It's okay to have a struggle with that for us. I think real people, living real problems, real struggles, but trusting in God nonetheless to care for our needs. That's what I think really moves people's hearts. We need to trust that authentic Christianity is attractive on its own. Thus, all that's required of us is to be perfectly united to Christ as much as possible, as much as possible for us. Sometimes it's tempting to make Christianity more appealing to the world, or maybe trying to make it more winsome to the people around us, or making it more compatible with our preferences. And this can be a temptation too that we all face. We have to resist that temptation, however, to trust that instead, that if we live what Christ asks of us, if we're faithful to participating as members of his body in the church, that has more appeal than any sort of brand of Christianity that we could develop or create on our own. St. Paul today, writing to the Corinthians, tells them, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom." So in other words, he didn't come and try to present a super gospel or a super abundant gospel apart from what Christ had taught. He basically came and just shared what the Lord had told him. It's attractive on its own, and we have to trust that. He says, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling." And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom. So that's interesting that St. Paul tells us that. He's helping us to recognize that the message of Jesus Christ is enough. We don't have to create something else. We don't have to invent something. The message of Jesus, the life of Jesus, his proclamation is something that is attractive. And we can't improve upon it. In fact, if we change it or try to accommodate it to our preferences, it's really emptied of its power. If we try to make it seem neat and tidy and efficient and easy, then it's likely that we'll lose the ability to transmit the true message of Jesus Christ. And when that happens, Christianity loses its authentic appeal. It's cut off from the source of what makes it great. St. Paul again continues, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. How tempting it is, isn't it? How tempting it is that we try to feel like we need to promote or promise some great thing apart from what Jesus himself says. Jesus invites us to live a life with him, to be in union with him, to follow him, to be disciples. And it's a big trend today, I would say, to make worship more about ourselves, to make the church into a political or a social movement. It's none of these things. To be Catholic, to be Christian, is to live in union with Christ. To be the church of Jesus Christ is to faithfully live in communion with Christ and live in with him as he presented himself to us, his apostles, his disciples. And that means, authentically, we're called to not invent something or inject something into Christianity, but we're meant to receive and hold fast to the great message that he gave to his apostles, his early church, and even now it gives to us. The great cloud of witnesses, the saints, have gone before us. They've lived this life. They've shown us how to do it authentically in Christ, and they too are our models in this. So it's easy to make church more about ourselves rather than about Jesus. I think that's a temptation that we all face from time to time. It's easy to want to be relevant to a world by preaching and living a message that is in harmony with worldly preferences. And I think this is a challenge that the church has to continue to struggle with again and again over time as we continue to experience challenges in our own particular way, whatever our time asks of us. To give way to the world on doctrinal issues, to give way on the foundation which Christ established, that's to really give up what we're even living, why we're even living this life. How many times have we heard that we're to be in the world but not of the world? To be this beacon of light, the city set on a hill, we need to be distinct. We have to be different. Not irrelevant, I would say, but not disdaining the world around us, but presenting something that is altogether different from which the world presents, that's clearly contrasting with the world and what the world offers. I'll close with one final thought or idea, maybe. I have a close family member who loves Jesus, has a relationship with him, and yet goes to a church where they teach non-biblical principles, different things, stances on moral issues that are not found in the scriptures, that are not found in the early church. And where there's no really high authority, or the authority basically ends at the local level there. And how does this happen? How does a Christian come to that? I believe this church began with a desire to be authentic, to be Christian, to help people live in communion with Christ. I have no doubt about that. Where did they go wrong, and where do we as Catholics go wrong? I think when we strike out on our own to do religion or church, even if we're well-meaning, if we strike out on our own to try to create our own system of religion, you might say, in the end, it becomes something more and more after our own appeal and not really pointing to Christ, but pointing to ourselves. And we start to separate from Christ over time. The longer this goes on, the longer a church like that continues, the more likely it is that it becomes more and more about itself and not about Christ. I know many well-meaning Catholics and Christians who are perfectly happy with this sort of situation where they kind of develop their own religion, you might say, their own sort of dogmatic ideas and what they believe and what they don't believe. And it has nothing to do with what Jesus presented or what Jesus gave us in the scriptures and what he gave his apostles. Because they have this struggle that they want to be connected to the world, or they want to give way on this particular issue for whatever reason. And that's a struggle. That's something we have to continue to face in our lives. And it's going to be something that we have to continue to examine. Where, Lord, are you asking us to be faithful? How are we maybe being challenged in that? So, you know, we're called to be this light to the nations. And when salt loses its taste, it's to be thrown out. It doesn't preserve anything, doesn't keep anything from corruption. Rather, it continues that. And it presents itself as sort of this option. You know, you might look at whether it's an individual Christian or a group of Christians. If we present something other than what Jesus himself presented as an option, as kind of like, hey, this works too. They're all equal or they're all the same. That's really not what Jesus told us. That's not what Jesus established. He established one church, one body. And there is such a thing as a healthy diversity within the church. But for that diversity to be authentic, it must be rooted, it must be connected to that same foundation, those principles of worship, sacramental life, the nature of the church, which Christ established. So I think our challenge today is to be this light of Christ, to be conformed to Christ, and not anything else. To root ourselves in the Lord, in his teachings, in what he presented to us. And to not get caught up into this accommodation of slowly drifting away from what Jesus established in the world. Rather, to hold fast to Christ, to be this light in the world where there is chaos, there is confusion present in our world. So I think now more than ever, we as the church are called to be this light to the nations.